In Clarkston, we actually pride ourselves on being an incredibly welcoming community. And because of that, you know, we actually see more and more, particularly millennial white people, moving into the community because they want to be around diversity and want to see it and experience it. But on the flip side of that, out in more rural parts of the country, and in Georgia particularly, we do have a lot of people who are either afraid or expressing that through hate who will contact us. We've had people get in touch with council members saying that, you know, when Sharia law comes to this country, they're going to blame us, particularly when, you know, in 2016, after the election, we had a governor who was siding with the president about shutting down.
So how do you respond to those inquiries or people voicing their fears?
Oh, honestly, my normal response is to treat them like people. And so what I found is that, you know, I've been on the phone with a guy who was very concerned about Sharia law, and he lived in rural Georgia, you know, probably never met a person of color, much less an immigrant or new American or a Muslim. And my response to him was like, well, sir, you know, have you ever met a refugee? And the answer was, of course, no. And even beyond that, just responding that I can guarantee that Sharia law is never going to come to our community. But even just acknowledging that fear and not just saying, you know, not responding angrily or, you know, telling him he was an idiot, but just actually acknowledging it and then addressing it, he was actually incredibly grateful. He ended that conversation, you know, saying that he did want to come to Clarkston for a visit and, you know, see what Clarkston was all about. Whether he will or not, you know, I'm not sure. He probably never has. But I can tell you that the conversation went from being one based in anger and fear to one of relief, and maybe a little bit of curiosity.